Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
And we're back. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hale Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers, Shane Schillerberg here on a Monday at Hale Varsity Club. Happy to have you with us. And happy to be joined now by Brady Oltmans. Brady doesn't have the shelving in the back anymore. I don't know if he found a new spot to sit, at least for today's show, but he is Nebraska football and recruiting reporter for Hale Varsity at Brady Oltmans on Twitter. Brady, good morning.
Morning, fellas. How are we doing?
What's up, how observant I am? You're in a different spot today?
Well, I just rotated it back there, if I can duck out of the way.
Oh, just changing around the room, I see.
Yeah, you know, you got to feng shui it up a little bit, keep a zen garden
not me.
Right in your backyard.
Not me. I am Mr. Consistent. If it's in one spot, it's staying in that one spot.
Hey, speaking of staying in one spot, how many guys you think come back to Lincoln after camp? I mean, I think Buford's probably pencil in, but we get the pie from rumors, maybe. Oh, he liked it. Got some big visits, though. I think the one at Clemson, him camping at Clemson will be interesting, and because his mom is there. But, man, he likes Nebraska.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. Like you said, I think Mario Buford is kind of trending up towards Nebraska. He's been here tons of times. He really enjoyed his visit over the weekend. He's scheduled to make his announcement on Thursday, which just timing-wise kind of works out towards Nebraska as well. And then Caleb and those guys are cool because they take their visits on that first weekend. A lot of camps come through. Even Nebraska started their first hosted Matt Rhule camp this last weekend right afterwards. So you get a lot of new names. They got kids in from Illinois, from Texas, all over to compete at that one. And that wasn't even, you know, one of the bigger ones, or their Friday Night Lights camps, I should say. So then it just adds a whole lot of intrigue, you know. That I think that makes the official visits, when you get them on campus and actually welcome them in with all the coaching staff, all the more important as you go forward, because, yeah, guys like Caleb are going to camp elsewhere, and that gives them a whole different look and to perform in person for these coaches. And everything could change with another offer or an impromptu visit like that.
Brady, it's yearbook time for Hale Varsity, and you obviously a big contributor into that. And if those are wanting the Hale Varsity yearbook, there is still time to get your hands on that. Sign up at HaleVarsity.com. But Brady, you kind of had two different paths that you walked. The first was with Bob Wager and Garrett McGuire, and then I believe you also did something with Chief of Staff Susan Elza. Is that correct?
Yeah, I kind of wove them all in together because we have a ton of great feature stories in there. And one that resonated with me was the Texas ties within the staff itself. So Dr. Susan Elza and her history there, there's multiple members on Matt Rhule's administrative staff and coaching staff from Texas. But Garrett and Bob are the two full-time assistants who come from both from Texas high school football, but on vastly different paths. So those kind of resonated with me, and I've kind of went about telling their story, and it took a lot out of me, but I'm glad it's on paper now.
So for the issue, I obviously, it sounds like I'm for, but so does everything else I say. I always like the pictures, right? Because it's like you get pictures that go with the content, and it kind of gives it it's oomph. How long does it take to coordinate and do what you need to do from content, the actual verbiage, and doing the photog to complement with all the other fine folks that shoot around that place?
It really kind of depends. It's almost story by story, but with good communication, like John and Eric both, Eric most prominently, because, you know, we have the eye test together that we host, and he and I have are a lot more in constant contact. We're, you know, we can get things lined up within an hour, you know what I mean? And depending on like getting a shoot set up between the university and the athlete themselves or the coach themselves, Gabe Urban Jr. is our cover star, and we got him set up, and then a special one for our supplemental Hail Varsity Kids issue that was coming out with the yearbook. So we got all that set up and ran through in a day, about 2 hours inside the stadium. So it took a little bit to kind of get the stars aligned to make it happen. But once it does, you know, we're in there, out there within 2 hours to get three full cover shoots that way.
Brady, back to the recruits and other commits out there, and problem probably isn't the right word, but as to where they stand amongst other Big Ten teams, do you think only having seven 2024 commits versus double digits we see from Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Minnesota even, shows more that Nebraska is picky about who they bring in, or just not established enough to be a member of the double digit club just yet?
Well, for me, I believe this is kind of a byproduct of the coaching turnover and inconsistencies there. I mean, if you've got a, like you mentioned, Michigan, if you've got Jim Harbaugh there for several years, and now they're, you know, two-time Big Ten champions, two-time playoff contenders, I mean, people know what to expect, and they've gone on visits there, you know, for a couple of years now. They know what they see. They know what they're getting with Michigan at this point. With Nebraska, this coaching staff is still trying to build relationships. They're still trying to build foundations with kids as they come in. And that's a difficult thing to do, you know. Like, you see so many kids just go take an offer and go or camp elsewhere before their junior year or something like that. But when they go there, they see the exact same coaching staff year after year. With Nebraska, not only do you not have the results to point to and say, hey, you can come play for a contender, you've got a whole new coaching staff that's got to play catch up with building relationships with kids. I think that's probably the most prominent one. I know they'd like to have more commitments at this point than they do, but they're also aggressive recruiters. So they're going to build relationships and try to get people in as much as possible. And then you get like a Danny Kaline in who is going to try to peer recruit as much as he can and help the coaching staff close the gap. Which kind of leads into summer and this month being a pretty big one if they want to close that gap with other programs.
So for Nebraska, you still think they're kind of in the point where we know where this staff was in with year one, right? Wanting camps to be pretty important going forward and to not have to play catch up. They brought in a fairly decent sized class in 2023 for a first year staff. Do you think they can afford to be patient and kind of stay on schedule with this 2024 class? Or do you think there's a certain number where you feel like they'd like to be? It seems like they can kind of be patient.
I think patience is the name of the game. If not intentionally, it's a byproduct of what they're doing. Plus, Matt Rhule and this coaching staff is – if they don't get kids now, or even if kids commit elsewhere now, keep in mind they're going to push throughout the season. They want to get kids into Memorial Stadium, make them see a game. They're pretty adamant to win, not only obviously because that's the point of the job and helps the fan base if Nebraska wins, but if you put a competitive group and an exciting brand of football on the field in year one, kids are going to see that. They want to be a part of that. I mean, that's part of the reason why you see, you know, like the Carter Nelsons looking at Georgia and kids camping and visiting elsewhere. You know, they love that. And that's part of the game. You want to be where the best competition is. That's something the Nebraska coaching staff is trying to build in their camp scenario. It's what they're building within the team now. And that's what they want to get across to the recruits. So if they don't get any now, they're okay with that. You know, obviously you'd like to get them in as soon as possible, but they're willing to play the long game because they're confident, or a strong believer, I should say, that they're going to put a competitive brand of football on the field in the fall. And that, that could ultimately play a big driver in the, you know, flipping a commitment if needed right before signing day.
We're talking to Brady Oltmans, Nebraska football and recruiting reporter for Hail Varsity, at Brady Oltmans on Twitter. Oltmans is how you spell his last name. Brady, speaking of year one, what or whose development should people pay attention to over the summer that may surprise and excite the fan base?
Oh, man. Well, the obvious answer is Gabe Irvin Jr., not just because he's the cover star of the yearbook, but also because he was a really good football player out of Buford that they got, and then he kind of had injuries as he got in, and then he got lost in the shuffle, didn't get the results he wanted last year. Now he's completely bought into the coaching staff and is could see his development hit a new level. And again, they talk about competition, sharpening iron against a fellow former Buford, you know, standout in Anthony Grant. That could really be something special. On the defensive end, I think you just see, like, another possible cop-out is MJ Sherman. I mean, he is an incredible athlete, a high-caliber star, but he just couldn't crack through at Georgia, couldn't find, you know, consistent defensive snaps there. But I think you see him with a more focused attention within at Nebraska within the spring and going through the summer. He takes a little bit more ownership and a little bit more of a leadership role here. And I think he's a guy that could just stand out, especially when you put him in that dynamic defense, you know, alongside like a Nick and Luke at the linebacker spot. I just think that he's primed to develop himself and obviously stand out in year one at Nebraska.
Hey, Brady, before we let you go here, the last 35, 40 seconds, is there a camp coming here that you're looking forward to in particular that you think Nebraska needs to find the most success with?
Camp-wise, the Friday Night Lights camp is always going to be the big one. I mean, that you're going to get people in from all over there. Their specialist and fullbacks camp is going to be really interesting, too, You get them all in from all over in that specialized thing. Not very many people do it, so that helps Nebraska stand out pretty good.
Brady, you're the man. We appreciate you, and we will talk again next week.
We'll see you guys down the road.
And thanks, then check out his stuff on HailVarsity.com as well, and purchase the Hail Varsity yearbook. That is something you won't want to miss out on. When we come back, we'll change gears. We'll talk NBA once again with Michael Lee, Sports Enterprise reporter for The Washington Post. He's next.